You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. So according to the Health Direct, research is showing that people who are kind and compassionate are more satisfied with their lives, have better physical and mental health, and have stronger relationships. Being kind and compassionate can help other people and make you feel good too. Me, I don't know. Maybe it is the truth. We are joined on the line by Pastor Mazuba, who's going to be helping us unpack what compassionate is. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kenan. Thank you for having me on the show.
We are good, Mfundisi. Are you a compassionate person?
Yes, I do.
You see, you are doubting, Mfundisi. Do not shake, Mfundisi. Do not waver. Say yes. Are you sure we are Christ-like?
Amen, amen. I am compassionate in Christ.
Amen. It's a very interesting one because, Mfundisi, you know, we preach about these things, you know, we talk about these things, and when the question comes, you think twice, you know. You reflect, you're like, huh? Do I really have love? Am I really forgiving? Yeah. But, you know, these are the things that we speak about every day. So thank you so much, you know, for joining us here on Mid Morning Empowerment so we can speak about all things compassion. But before we go further, Mfundisi, someone might be listening there. They're like, as in the pastor was not sure if he's compassionate or not. The host is laughing at her, at him. But what is this compassion they're speaking about? You know, so what is compassion, Mfundisi?
Okay, so compassionate many times is defined as a feeling of deep sympathy, sorrow for another who is hurting, in pain, or has misfortune, and is accompanied by a strong desire to help the suffering. So it is that strong feeling, deep sympathy for and sorrow for another. And just desiring, how can I change their situation? How can I come through? How can I help them? And Christ then later on becomes the greater example of this word that we are trying to unpack, compassion. So according to the definition, that's what it is. This is a feeling of deep sympathy and sorrow for another who is hurting, in pain, or has misfortune, or is accompanied by a strong desire to help the suffering.
So it means when you do not have a strong desire to help those who are suffering, you are not compassionate at all.
Yeah, because you see, you can actually help someone without being compassionate. Like you can help someone without even desiring, but compassion is different. You can be sympathetic with someone, but not even really get to that deep. But this compassion that we're talking about, it is so deep that to the point that it is like the story of the Good Samaritan. It takes that deep, everything that he has. He has to stop everything and desire that until I see the best of this guy. That is what compassion takes about. But many times we help, and yet we are not even really in the true context of it, because we're just like, anyway, let me just keep so them they stop bothering me. Let me just help and let me do that. But that's not how compassion works. It goes deeper, it carries the burden, and it makes sure that I must elevate this person from their level, both on the spiritual, on the physical, in every other aspect, emotionally. It meets everything.
So, you know, earlier on, Mfundisi, we just said that, you know, we are Christ-like, you know, so we should have compassion, you know. Where does this compassion come from? Is it coming from Jesus? Is he our blueprint on what being compassionate is all about? Or it's coming from somewhere else, not necessarily him?
Because, you see, let me pick it from, remember when the rich young ruler goes to Jesus and he says, "Good master, what can I do to inherit the kingdom?" And Jesus breaks our hearts and he says, "None is good except God." So already if we're talking about compassion, we know that you and I cannot manufacture it. You and I cannot fake it. You and I cannot. It is something that we can behave as if we are doing it in the eyes of others, but it is only that which God himself makes born in us when he moves our hearts from the depth of it, and it is born from him. That's what the Bible will say. It is God that bids us both to will and to do his good pleasure. It is him in us that is making us work and bring out that compassion. Otherwise, what is in you and me is evil. It is ready to destroy. It is ready to do all these other. Compassion is not something that you and I naturally can, you know, it is something that God himself works in us.
So seeing that, Mpundisi, it's something that God works in us. Why is it important? I mean, like, really now, there's a lot of things that we're busy with, you know. There's a lot of things that God, you know, can work in us. But why is compassion one of those things that God, you know, drops in our bodies or in our spirits, wherever that he drops them? Like, why is it so important? I mean, can we do without it as well?
I don't think so. Then it makes somehow the gospel irrelevant. In that, you see, compassion will lead us to know that the other person deserves grace even as much as we deserve. It leads us to a place where we get to realize that, you know what, I am not better. I don't need to be judging this person. It actually just puts us in a place where we get to understand what Christ really came to do on this earth. And so the salvation itself that you and I celebrate and receive today, it is because of God being compassionate to you and I. He bore our sorrow. Remember in Isaiah, it says he carried, because his compassion for you and I was so deep that when he saw us in our sin, he says, I cannot leave them in their suffering. I cannot leave them in their condition. I must go and carry their sorrow, carry their burden, and elevate them. So I think it is very important if we are to preach this gospel. And you see, Zena, the truth is that if we, and allow me to say this one carefully, if we as Adventists and as Christians were compassionate against one another, we would be talking about a different way in how we relate with people that do not believe like us. We would be talking about a different thing of how we are ready to assassinate each other by in our characters, in our conduct. We'll be talking about a different environment that you know, where people left the church, people because this one and that one were saying this as well. If we are compassionate against one another in the true context of Christ, we would be looking at a different world. In fact, the world would be talking about the Seventh-day Adventists. These are the people. The world is not looking about, yes, we must talk about the beast, we must talk about all these other things. But what the world sees the most is the compassionate heart. And that's why even in Christ's method, before he could tell them about the prophecies, before he could tell them about this, he first met their needs and then he bid them, follow me. That is the greatest formula. And it is only when we move in that direction, then we will begin to live the gospel as Christ presented it.
Hey, we are Mfundisi, you are really speaking the thing there. So when, you know, we did mention that, you know, compassion is when, you know, you are moved to do this, you know, you feel, you know, you feel for other people basically, and you want to help them. So how then do we express this? It's one thing to be moved, Mfundiswami, but we don't express it, you know. So how then do we express this compassion? How then do we show? How then do we leave? Let's say if we're in a community or in an area, how then do I leave as Zuzanele? And I see that, and then Pastor Mazuba was like, "Hi, man, that girl, she's so compassionate, you know." Or someone's like, "I've seen that girl or that man or that lady, they're full of compassion." How then do we express it? And how do people spot it, that, "Hi, man, there's something there"?
So, you see, there's a saying that you can't give what you don't have. It starts by first you and I going to the feet of Jesus. This is why you see the disciples at Pentecost are different to the disciples when they are with Christ. After now, they are converted. After now, they are moved by the Spirit. After now, God is working in them. You can see that they do not want to send the people away because they don't have food. But now they are ready to minister to their needs because somehow there is a change in them. And like I said, you see, there are so many people right now that are doing this, what you call the social responsibility, corporate and everything. Others, it is not that from the heart of that they are compassionate. No, others are doing it because they need the advertisement. Others are doing it because how do I attract funding? So let me do this and attract funding. Others are doing it. But when it is born from Christ, it is even far greater than the likes that you want to get. Mm. It is far better than the campaign so that you can get the votes and win the election. And so, you know, that one is so, it is different. And so for me in this, it's that the genuine one. Remember, there's the fake and there's a genuine one. The real compassion that comes from the heart and is really wins the heart, and Christ himself is concerned, and it is one that is born from a relationship. Because when Christ is in you, it is automatically that you will be compassionate. You don't even need to force it. That's why the rich young could not understand what he was telling him. All Christ was saying is, go and be compassionate, sell everything, share with the needs, do that. But when he weighed the balance, he said no. And many of us, you see, sometimes I ask myself some of the questions we need to ask ourselves, even when we're doing our evangelism, we're doing our outreach, we are doing our feeding programs, we're doing our Meals on Wheels, and we're doing all these things that we are doing. We must ask ourselves, is this so that we can be seen? Is this because Christ has inborn it of us that we must be compassionate to the world? Or is it that we must tick our evangelism? Nothing wrong with ticking, but the world, is it something that we just want to show that we are working in our offices, we are doing this and that? No. Until it is born from the heart, where even if they don't say thank you, even if they don't take pictures with us, we are still okay because we were doing it for Christ and not for recognition.
Hi, Mfundisi, I cannot add anything. And I think you've hit it, the nail on the head there, because most of the time, whenever everything that we're doing, we want it to be broadcasted, we want it to be seen and stuff like that. And yes, others, they do it to get funding, but others, they want the work to be seen. But we do know that there are those people that are doing it so that they can be seen. You know that one? So that, like, yeah, you know, this one, she's a giver, but the heart is actually not there. It's for the fame. It's for the it's for the elevation, because it's us who actually get elevated, not even God at that point in time. And I'm loving how, you know, you've spoken about that, and I'm so thankful, Mfundisi, that you have raised that one. So we're gonna,
and you know what, Zenele? You remember when Christ comes, there are two groups. The other group says, "In your name we fed. In your name we met the people. In your name we did this." But listen to what Christ says: "I never knew you." They did the work. There's another group that did the same work, but he knew them.
Yep.
Because he can tell the difference.
Mm. 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 Hi, Mfundis, please pray for us. It's going to be an interesting week, very long week, speaking about compassion. So I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us so that, you know, as we are starting this one of unpacking what compassion is, we may go to the feet of Jesus, you know, as you have alluded there. We may go to him and let him fill us with compassion instead of trying to do it on our own. Because when you do it on our own, that's when we want to be the trending people on Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. That's where we want to be seen. But when God has filled us, we will be able to do it even when no one praises us.
Let us pray. Gracious Father, the truth is that we all desire to do your work. But Lord, within us is a struggle for self. And if you do not change our hearts, we will never be able to do it that we may glorify you. And so this afternoon, this morning to others, this evening to others, we pray, submitting our hearts, that may you reconcile our hearts with you, that we may have the mind of Christ, and that we will help even when we do not get a thank you, even when we do not get a return, that our hearts will be moved with the compassion of Christ, because Christ is compassion. And so, Father, all we ask is that be in our hearts. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor Mazuba, thank you so much for joining us. Till we chat again tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.